Chapter 24. During the next 3 or 4 days, Willoughby neither came nor wrote. At the end of this time, the Miss Dashwoods accompanied Lady Middleton to a party. Marianne had no wish to go, but no wish to stay at home either. She was wholly dispirited and careless of her appearance. When they arrived at the party, they were permitted to mingle with the crowd. Marianne was not in spirits for moving about, and sat down with Eleanor. Suddenly, Eleanor perceived Willoughby in conversation with a very fashionable-looking young woman. She soon caught his eye, and he bowed, but did not attempt to speak to her, or to approach Marianne, though he must have seen her. Then Marianne herself saw him, and her whole countenance glowed with sudden delight. She would have moved towards him instantly, had her sister not caught hold of her. "Good heavens!" she exclaimed. "He is there! Oh, why does he not look at me? Why can't I speak to him?" "Wait, perhaps he has not seen you yet," said Eleanor, although she did not believe this. Marianne sat in an agony of impatience. At last he turned round and regarded them both. Marianne started up, and pronouncing his name in a tone of affection, held out her hand to him. He approached, but addressed himself rather to Eleanor than Marianne, as if he wished to avoid her eye, and in a hurried manner he inquired after Mrs. Dashwood. Eleanor did not know how to respond, and did not say a word, but Marianne turned crimson, and she exclaimed in a voice of great emotion, "Good God, Willoughby! What is the meaning of this? Have you not received my letters? Will you not shake hands with me?" He could not then avoid it, but held her hand only for a moment. He was evidently struggling for composure. "I called at your house last Tuesday. I hope my card was not lost," he said eventually. "But have you not received my letters?" cried Marianne. "There must be some dreadful mistake. Tell me, Willoughby, for heaven's sake, tell me what is the matter." Willoughby did not answer her. Then, after catching the eye of the young lady with whom he had been talking previously, he merely said, "Yes, I had the pleasure of receiving the information that you were in town," and then turned hastily away to rejoin his friend. Marianne turned white, and unable to stand, sunk into her chair. "Go to him, Eleanor," she said, as soon as she could speak, "and tell him I must speak to him immediately. I cannot have a moment's peace until this is explained. This is all some dreadful misunderstanding." "How can that be done, my dearest Marianne? You must wait. This is no place for explanations. Wait only until tomorrow." Shortly afterwards, Eleanor saw Willoughby leave the room. Marianne was too miserable to stay a moment longer, so Eleanor told Lady Middleton that Marianne was unwell and needed to be taken home. Eleanor was sure that in the past Willoughby had regarded Marianne with true affection, but it seemed clear to her that his feelings had changed during her absence, that he was now weary of their acquaintance, and she felt deeply worried about her sister's feelings.